Okay, so let's get through. We are up to Siman Kuf Samach. Last time we did Kuf Samach Sif Aleph. So I was labeling the different people that are involved in the Rivas process. So then there's a couple of points that are made. Beis and Gimel are kind of expanding on the nature or the veracity of the prohibition. So the tour in Kuf Samach Sif Beis says, "V'chalanosim beRivas, chasav mismotetin," that all those who give with Rivas. It's unclear what exactly, what does it mean give with ribbis? Give it back with ribbis or to make loans that require ribbis? That's the pasha says that. The pasha says that all those that require ribbis to come back, nechasav mismotetim. So it ends up being that his nechasav, he was hoping to make money, instead he's going to lose money. V'chilu kafer, v'yasiyas misrayim, v'lukai Yisrael. And so if he is denying the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the God of Israel. So how in the world is that? Well, I mean, there's, unless you just say any prohibition is denying the God of Israel and etc. So no, this is based on a specific Gemara, a specific comment that the Gemara makes. That's on the Aleph Amud Beis. Yes, that the Gemara there makes a comment. Amar Kadosh Bar, the Amar Rava, Lama Li L'Chasav Rachamim Yitzias Mitzrayim Rivas. Why is it that Yitzias Mitzrayim, one of the Pesukim at least, that that have Rivas mentioned, because I'm the one who took you out of Egypt, and also says Yitzias Mitzrayim Gavi Tzitzis, and Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Mishkalos. It also says Yitzias Mitzrayim by weights and measures. So why is Yitzias Mitzrayim specifically mentioned? He says, make sure you keep honest weights and measures, because I'm the one who took you out of Egypt, etc. What does that have to do with it? So Amar Kadosh Baruch, so Hashem says, Anihu Shehi. He says, I'm the one who was in Egypt and discerned. What did I discern? Bin tipa shel b'chor, the tipa shel ina b'chor. That I'm the one who was able to figure out who is the oldest son and who is not the oldest son. I was able to figure that out then. So even though there's not necessarily things on the surface that I'm able to make that distinction. So, right, because the Rashi makes the point, it wasn't only the firstborns of mothers, it was also the firstborns of fathers. So that can get pretty confusing, trying to figure out who is actually the firstborn of which father. Says, I was able to figure it out there. Ani hu she'asad lifara. So I'm also going to exact punishment. Misha tola ma'osa v'nachri umavo som yisrael v'ribis. By whoever attributes his money to a non-Jew, and therefore lends to a Jew on ribis. He said, I'm just a representative of the non-Jewish bank. So in theory, then it should be mutter, because it's a non-Jewish bank's money that's coming over non-Jewish bank's money. So Hashem is able to weed through all of the complicated financial whatever red tape, is able to figure out whose money is whom, and he'll be able to pay back whoever, right? Umimi shetomin mashkalos v'malch, and whoever buries his weights in salt. Burying your weights in salt, I think, must make the weight increase in weight, right? So I'm actually, it looks like I'm giving you more flour because the weight is, looks like it's more than it actually is. I guess that's what it is. Yeah, and then umisha tola kala ilan vigno. Similarly, whoever puts on kala ilan is indigo. It's the dye that looks like tachelas. So over tachelas, when they say it's tachelas, so Hashem says, I'm able to figure all these things out. So therefore, Hashem is able to figure that out. So therefore, he figured this out also. So that's why this specifically has to do with denying Kadosh Baruch Hu or denying Yitzias Mitzrayim, because you're denying the part of recognizing Yitzias Mitzrayim is recognizing that Hashem is able to figure out who's who and able to figure out all the details, etc. And somebody who lends out with ribbis is perhaps claiming that, oh, Hashem is not able to tell the difference. Not everybody who lends out with ribbis, just the guy who lends out ribbis saying, oh, no one will ever figure out how, you know, I'll think that he's faking someone out. So you're denying the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Beis. Gimel as well, v'chol hatola ma'usav begai. Similarly, whoever says his money is like belongs to a non-Jew, lo marshahim shel gai umalva osam beribis dino master lechokir levavos lifarim imenu. So his hand will be given over. Dino master, his din will be given over to the one who is able to look into hearts, is able to figure these out, lifarim imenu, in order to get this money back.
So he's lending the non-Jews money.
He says his money is not Jew. It belongs to the non-Jew, but really it is. It really is. So then you're going to run into that type of problem. There is the Taz is going to make that commentary. So let's quickly turn back to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Sheldon's there. The Beis and Gimel. This is still. relatively agadic, and then Dalet is where the
to your left.
To your left, one more. There you go. So in the Shulchan Aruch itself, Kuf Samach Sif Beis Kol Hanosim BeRibis Nechasav Mismotetim. So whoever gives over in Ribis, so his Nechasim will go down. V'chi'ilu Kafir B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. And as if he's denying Yitzias Mitzrayim, Uvelokei Yisrael. So the Taz here is the one who makes this point here. Yes. So the Taz says in Kuf Samach Sif Aleph, the Taz points out, Bevraisa Sof Perik Ilanaros. This is actually going to the end of not Ilanaros, Ezun Neshech. At some point, somebody probably put in the Roshi Tevos Aleph Nun, and someone then wrote in Ilanaros, but it doesn't make sense. It's Ezun Neshech. Velo Od Elishemasimin Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham V'Torasso Emes. But not only that, you're denying Moshe Rabbeinu as the wise person as Torah being true. Sheomrim. Plus, you're saying, had Moshe realized how much money there is by Ribbis, lo yakosfo, he never would have written that it should be a problem. Period. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has that comment, the last page in Ezun Neshech, by lending out in Ribbis, you're denying a Kaddish Baruch, you're denying Moshe, you're denying a Kaddish Baruch. Plus, you're saying, oh, had they realized how much there is to gain by lending out in Ribbis, they never would have offered it. Well, what do you mean? Well, obviously, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that there is what to gain by Ribbis. So the Taz continues, says, V'lochor tamur. Now, that's a very difficult to understand. He lo yadashish rebech tov l'malva b'ribbis. What, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure that out? He was learning in Kol so much, he couldn't figure out that there's what to gain by lending out Ribbis. So v'nir pirush, so the Taz is pshat, and that is, sh'om shish rebech tov l'love b'moz sh'lokeach u'marviach bo harve. That they don't realize, maybe the suggestion is that there's a lot of benefit to the love in the money that he's able to, plus he's then able to purchase things with that money, and he's able to make more money. I mean, that's what we call an investment. Right, so it doesn't take a genius to figure out that the lender makes money in a Ribbis deal. What is perhaps takes a little bit more wisdom is to figure out how the borrower can make money potentially in a Ribbis deal. So it's not saying how do you realize that there's money to be made by lending in Ribbis. It's how do you realize that there's money to be made in borrowing the Ribbis, he never would have asked it. So that takes a little bit more of a wisdom to figure out. So Al-Korachach Eina Love Isser in Nosein Ribbis Kachim Omrim HaMalbim B'Ribbis. So therefore there shouldn't be an Isser, so thus say the Malbim B'Ribbis, the people that lent in Ribbis. Lent in Ribbis say, oh, what did the Torah really ask for? They asked for being a loan shark. They asked for being the guy who will break your kneecaps, the guy who you go to in order to save the person from having his kneecaps broken for somebody that he owes money to. But the regular business deal, maybe that should be mutter. So therefore, the Taz says no. That's what the Gemara was coming and saying. That would be the concern, or that would be perhaps the excuse. But yet, nevertheless, that still is prohibited. Continues. Yeah, the other halach here, Siv Gimel, Hatolam Osav Lomar Shehim Shel Ovikul Chavim Umavo Osam Beribis Kosh Baruch Hu Yifarim Menu. So somebody who also Tolam Osav and says that, oh, they belong to a non-Jew, Kosh Baruch Hu will go after that person. Fine. And you'll end up losing money. The Gemara actually asks, but we see many people lend to Furbis and they end up making a lot of money. The Gemara asks, it's a good kasha. The Gemara says, this world, next world, it all works out at the end. Okay. So Siv Dalet actually gets into, I think, our first very significant Hilchos Furbis issue. So now let's go back to the tour of Beis Yosef. He's really coming off of a Gemara. Kuf Samach Sif Dalet. He says, the tour says, Vafilim halove nosein lo yoser midaito. Even if the love gives back more than he acknowledged b'shas hapiron, at the time of paying back. Shlo hisneimo. Ve'eno omer lo shenosimo. It doesn't tell him that he's giving it to him. So what's going on? And Reuben lends Shimon $100. And Shimon gives Reuben back $110. Right?
It wasn't that a hint thing. He didn't make a prior condition.
He didn't make the condition. And nor did he say. He just gave him a wad of cash, and in that wad of cash, instead of being 100, was 110. So the tour sounds like he's saying, okay, ve'ino omer lo shenosilo b'shvil ribbis, usser. It's usser. That's such a thing. Afal pi shirashi matir v'zeh, even though Rashi was matirat. So we have to see what Rashi was matir. But Gam HaRabam Kasav Lateh. Rambam also seems to say it's okay. V'lo nihir la'adoniyah via Rosh, but it wasn't clear to the Rosh. The Rosh didn't agree with Rashi / the Rambam, so therefore it's okay. What in the world would be the justification for the Rashi and Rambam saying that it's okay, right? Why should that be okay? So it sounds, at first glance, Rashi is saying what he's saying based on a Gemara that seems to be saying that. Where is that Gemara? So if we look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says, Ba'Allah Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. I'm not sure what that is. Beis Aleph. It says by you also, Beis Ayin Lamed Hay, right? That's the first word in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef Dalet.
We have a
different,
weird print here for
Bishyosi. No. Those are the table of contents. Good.
Ba'ala al ayin gimel al
ve'afilu.
Ve'afilu
is that how it starts? No. Ve'afilu. Yeah. Ve'afilu says ba'ala. Yeah. So I don't know what that is because he keeps saying that to refer to Perek Ezehu Neshach. I'm not sure why that word is there. It was in the other Beis Yosef already was using that as well. Not sure why, but anyways, it's on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. It says it has the following story. So what do we have here? Gabi Ravina Yahiv Zuzi Livnei Akra. So Ravina gave money to the Bnei Akra. Dishenavusa v'shivchi leitvei kopaisa. What is this talking about? So Ravina, where was that? Yeah, Ravina used to give money to the people of Akra by Shanvasa, some kind of place, as an advance on a payment for wine. So he is expecting wine. He gives, instead of, it's not $100 alone, it's here's $100, and when the wine comes in, you'll give me $100 worth of wine. So Vishavchi Leitfe Kopisa, and they gave him more than what he paid for. So he actually came a month later to the men's room wine sale or something, and to pick up the wine that he had ordered. They gave him more than he had actually paid for originally. So also the comment to Rishon Lakish, he comes in front of Rishon Lakish. So Amalei, Mishari, is this allowed? So Amalei says, yeah, it's okay. Achuli hu dekamachli gabach. They were mochel to you. Wait a second. That sounds like a pretty convenient way around ribbis. Oh, I'm not paying you ribbis. I'm mochel the ribbis to you. All right. So why is that become okay? What did Ravina do? Why did Ravashi tell him that such a thing should be okay for him to keep the extra wine that was given to him? So we're good so far. Yeah. So Perish Rashi. So Rashi says, right, Hoel v'lo pasakti mahem umidaisem nasulo. So because he never had worked it out with them, and they gave it based on their own das, ve'in maskirin lomar b'schar ma'usecha shehu b'telos etzlein. And they never said that, they didn't say this is money that should be that's going to be a bottle for us, going to be given to you. Matana be'amahu. It's considered a matana.
What's the matana? The one?
Yeah, the extra one.
There's no problem to begin with. Even without this, because if I give you $100 for wine, later on the price of wine goes up or down.
So there is, those are that's getting into the that's when you get knee deep into ribbis. Now we're only ankle deep. Yeah, let's Yeshlo, he has it already in stock or something. There's ways around that issue. But yeah, well that's why there has to be ways around that is something I'll have to get to a little bit later. Yeah. But for whatever reason, that's okay. But just very simply, he's giving him more than what he had. So Rashi says, yeah, that's fine, right? Because we consider it a matana. Wait a second. So now we have two things, mechila or matana. Both of them seem to be very convenient ways of skirting ribbis issues. So why is this? It doesn't sound like that should be okay. So Vaharash Kasav. So the Rush then, and he claims the Rambam says this as well. So Vaharash Kasav. Velibi mahasis lahatir adavar. He says, my heart. Believe me, my heart is mahasis lahater. I think that means that my heart is very hesitant to matir such a thing. Right? The militia of Masnisim, because there is a Mishnah two dafim later, mashma hadalo asiribus mucheres el bidamrle bishvil mosecha shehu betelos etzli haynu hecha sheshalach lo acher shehichsir lo mosav acher. That there's something called ribbis mucheres, and that's when he sends him the money after he had already paid back. That somebody else gave him. Something called ribbis mucheres that you're giving it back after you paid back, and that under, I think under some scenarios is okay. Aval in b'shas pirom, if at the time of paying back, nosin lo yoter yoser midachazi karibis, mischazi karibis. If at the time of giving back, you give an extra amount of money, which you're saying, oh, wink, wink, that's a gift, so that looks very much like ribis.
It certainly wouldn't be ribis deraisa.
No. Nothing here is ribis deraisa because it wasn't set up in the first place originally. Yeah, so only possibly ribis derabanan. But it sounds like that should still be a problem. So the Rosh therefore says he thinks it's not okay. Now, you're left a little hanging here. Okay, well, then how do you explain what Ravina did? How do you explain that Gemara? The brush, Mr. Ravina Usher?
Because it was wine.
So, V'tamidei Rashba Kasu, Delo Dami Lamai Damash V'dehich Demishas Piro Nosin Lo Yoser. So he says that it's not really the same. Lamai Damash V'dehich Demishas Piro Nosin Lo Yoser. That to what it sounds like, that were at the time that giving paying back, you gave more. I feel b'stam yischazik ribis tahani mili behalva. He says the idea that we have ribis mucheris, as discussed in the last mission, Ezu Neshach. That's when we talk about a halva. Aval hacha, but here this isn't really a halva. What's going on here? Mecherhu. This is a sale, and if a sale, you want to put in a little bit at the end, so that should be okay. Kol shelo hiskir lo b'schar ma'osav shari the ozulehu, the muzle gabel, v'chein kasuv v'nuke Yosef v'shem atosvos v'chein ikker v'al pizet gam Rashi v'Rambam lo itiru b'halva. And he thinks that this is the correct answer, and based on this, even the Rashi and the Rambam wouldn't permit it b'halva. I mean, they're saying that Gemara, that which Rashi seems to be permitting with regards to Ravina and Ravashi, that case is not dealing with halva. That case is only dealing with a sale. So says the Beis Yosef, that's the only thing that's okay if it's a sale. Not if it's a loan. So giving back a little bit extra at the end is going to be not allowed.
Real little money, basically. Mm-hmm. You gave him a little extra.
No, young boy.
The wine gave him extra wine back. Yeah.
So he underpaid.
Underpay is when you purposely give less money. They purposely gave back more merchandise.
It comes out that he paid less.
So he paid less than what that wine was worth. Right. Yeah. Right. So, but it sounds like that's okay. That if it regards to a sale, so that's okay. So if, someone gives you an extra slice of pizza or something if you're a regular customer, even though you didn't ask for it, or those kinds of deals where are you a regular person, here, why don't you take an extra can of Coke, take an extra thing. Right. So that sounds like that's okay.
13 Baker's dozen.
Right. It's like a sale.
Right. Well, Baker's dozen is the official deal. But,
doesn't have to be.
You got an inside sale.
If you're a senior and you go to shop right now,
discount. You got an inside discount.
Right. Look, every time we go to Nick, especially if it's after 12 o'clock, he gives my kids muffins. Yeah. Right? No matter what we do there. So, okay. But as I know, he's not Jewish anyways. But if he was Jewish, that would still be okay. Because that's part of a mecher. It's not part of a halva. So comes the Prisha here. If you look in Prisha Vav, he seems to, so far so good, but then about, I guess a little more than halfway through, I don't know the way it says in Nira, it says Aval Kasha. See where that is?
That's probably before. Yeah, I see it three lines down from the right, in the right column.
Okay.
Aval Kasha.
Yeah, it says Aval Kasha the Rabbeinu Kasov Sham Reish Sif Beis. Do hadin ba'alva dini hachi. Wait, so I guess you need to put in a little bit more from before. What's he talking about? That there is this halacha also appears in Choshen Mishpat, right? And there it says when it comes to a mechira, right, that it should be okay if you're giving back a little bit extra to your wonderful customer, so that should be okay. So the problem is that over there in the tour in Choshen Mishpat Simin Reish Lamed Beis, it mentions halva. It puts in, oh, and if you want to give back when paying back your mecher, or paying back your peron, or paying back your halva, so that's okay.
Oops.
Well, right. So that seems to be a problem. But Sarach Lomar, he says, well, the shiny hasam, the eno maskil lefun of shenosin lo yisrun, that he didn't mention in front of him.
How many lines down?
It went out 2 lines from the bottom of the right.
Okay.
In that case is different. The eno maskir lefun of shenosin lo yisrun wasn't mentioned that he was giving more. I mean, in that case, in Choshen Mishpat, he gives him cash, or he gives him a bottle of here's your barrel. Your barrel has wine in it. And lo and behold, in the barrel, there's actually more than he realized it. But he doesn't realize it till he gets home. As opposed to in our case, the case over here in Ezu Neshef, that we're playing off of is when he realizes it right away. He's already telling him, here, take more than what my chov is to you. But he doesn't mention in the way of ribbis, or he says I'm giving him a gift. And he says in the Russian, and Ravinu, meaning I guess the Torah, say that, yeah, this is different because they're mentioning explicitly the extra amount. So if it's clear at the time of the mecher / sale, it's okay by a mecher, it's not okay by alva. But it sounds like the Torah is going back to, but by a halva, if you don't mention it at the time and you just slip a little bit extra into the wad of cash, so then that's going to be a problem because you're not realizing it till that's not going to be. Even that would be okay. Seems to say what the as long as you don't realize it till later. So the Pesha seems to say that that's all right. So is that really possible? So I could slip back and end up in a cash loan, I can give back more cash as long as you don't realize it until you get home. Is that really what it's saying? All right, so let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch itself. I didn't see the Green Ribbis book. I thought we had it in the library. Did you?
I read it at home.
I read it at home also. I thought I didn't bring it because I thought we had it here.
You want the TA? What
are you? No, it's there. It's there. Don't worry. I know what they do with it. Very little.
Nobody wants to know about this stuff.
Seventh and eighth graders are not really thumbing through Rabbi Reisman's laws of Rivas. Yeah. Anyway, so comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, Sifta, Afilim Haloven Nosim Lo Yosr Midaito. Even if the Lova gives more, Midaito B'Shas HaPeron Shelo Hisna Imo, then that he didn't make the Tnayan. Ve'ino Omer Shinoslo. He doesn't say I'm giving it to him. Yosr Bishvil Ribis Aser. He doesn't tell him that I'm giving it to him because of Ribis. So even so, it's still going to be Aser. Comes the Ramah and adds, in Miuim, lo hayu bemos biyadu derech halva, rak derech mecher, mukher, right? If it's a mechiris, then it's okay. Right? So far, so good, except he's still leaving you hanging with regards to this Prisha issue, where he seems to be saying that as long as you don't make it clear at the... Yeah. Right, what if he doesn't realize it till later? Is he accepting the Prisha, or is he not accepting the Prisha? What's going on there? So the Taz here comments, Taz... So the Taz doesn't give you the whole Taz here. So, and I couldn't figure out where he was going to. But if you take a look at we'll start the Taz. The Taz says in Sif Beis, Ayin Leil Masha Kasev V'choshen Mishpat, Simen Reishalam Beis Sif Beis. B'mishemotza Yisro Mamos, that where you find extra amount in the money. Shekan Mayri Achar Shemona Lo Hamos, that here we're talking about what? Here we're talking about after he counts the money. B'beirur, Mosef Lo Ktsas. It becomes clear that he added a little bit. And then he says, V'ayim Masha Kasati Simen Zes Sif Yud Zayin. Now, I looked there, it doesn't seem to be talking about this din. It's talking about Apotropism or things like that. But I do have this sefer, called the Marachas HaShulchan. This, found this from learning Yeridei Basar B'Chalav, where he gives you summaries of the Taz and the Shach, which is very helpful. And here he tells you the continuation of the Taz, even though it's not in the Taz itself. He tells you where he was going. He doesn't tell you the spot, but Filachi Asa Afi Sheino Omer Lo Shnosnu B'Torah Sviv Zedasa Rosh Lasser Kai Gav the Bein Balva Bein Mechira Chayin Hiskim Aravim Lesser Bahalva Aval Bein Mechiri Matir Hol Vein Bezekim Ribis De Rabbanu Kim Kmosha Kasev Shem Perikas Ulam Rashi Matir. But he points out Rashi says it's okay. Lahosif midaito bein bahalva bein mchira, right? Kamoshe veisila halan sif katan yud beis, right? As I seem to say later on, right? Rashi would say it's okay. Aval in bishas piron matza hamalve tosefes mos besikum shekibel. But if at the time of paying back The Malve finds the extra amount right then, the Sikum Shekibel Mutter. The Talinan Shenasan Lo HaTosefes V'Toras Matana Kuvur B'Shulchan Aruch. Right, if at the time, in the amount that he gets back, it's going to be okay.
So now he knows right away. It's not like the Prisha said that he figured out later on.
Right. But the Prisha is only going within the rush. This is Rashi. Why does Rashi say that it's okay? So, I mean, he's explaining the Shad Rashi. Why does Rashi say it's okay? Rashi says it's okay because he assumes that it's a matana. But yes, the rush disagrees with Rashi, so it's not going to be allowed. Okay. So what's the Taz? The Taz is still going within that Prisha. Okay. Comes the Shach. The Shach says Shach Siv Dalet here. That's a little bit long. Let's see. Hiksha Prisha. I'll just try to get through. Hiksha Prisha. The Chosh Mishratzim Rishon Beizam Rina Demisha Lokach Mos Vechavero Umatzavo Yisrim Bechdei She'in Hadas Toa Ein Tzarech Lach Zirma. You don't have to return it to him. Tabrina Matana Yoiv Lei Lo Migezel Gazle Ve'ivu Lei Vecheshbon. Was he just says I was giving him a ton, or it was he stole it and was included in the amount he was given back. V'yesh Lomar the Hasam Kai Amacher. What's that talking about? That's talking about a Mechira. Aval Balva Tolin Beribis. But Balva, it would be ribis for lo b'matana. About kasha that tour, but the question is on the tour because the tour writes do it in balva. Same thing would be by alva dina hachi. For nearly the shiny hasam, right? She'enu maskil lefanav shenosin lo ha'yisrin. He's still quoting the Prisha here that he's not saying that he included in mashein king kaz. Goes here to omer to kabel mimeni yeser al chovi, where he's saying out loud here take more. El she'enu maskil the b'toras ribis o matana. He's just not saying that it's ribis. Or matana nosim lo v'sfir lit period v'sfir lila rama the mutter dar mina matana nosim lo v'arush v'tur sfir lehu the shiny hacha came in the maskil lo ha'yisra akal lashon. And the Rama says that it's okay if you say that it's a matana, and the Russian tourists say that it's not okay. So v'loshon ha tesvav, what do you have for tesvav?
Nothing.
Tesvav. Mashma shelo amrele klum. V'chein kasav habach b'kunchus achron period. V'od, I'm not sure what that little question is there. V'od kashali lefizeh harambam al korchach below amr le klum myri, that the Rambam seems to be talking about where he didn't say anything to him. Tamachali bein b'chdei shadei atoa olo v'alei kasav ator darash cholik, and the tour is the one who said that he's disagreeing with the Rambam. I mean, you could put the Rambam on either side here, but how did the tour know that he's disagreeing? Most of her nivcha gam came mashatir sabach, also pushed away with the box answers. The hacha iri shibishas eferon lacha. So the Shach says, no, this is what I think it is. The Vadai, Hecha the Ika, the Misle, Peribis, Uv Matana, that where he could say that it's a ribis or a matana, it's going to be Usr. Because we call that ribis, right? Or we call that Mexican ribis. It looks very much like ribis. Choshen Mishpat Ayri Begav. Now the Choshen is talking about something totally different. The low Mexican ribis, it doesn't look like ribis. Why? He goes, Shehayu Hamos Biyadu Derech Mecher. Because it was talking about by way of Mecher. Umashe Kasav Hatesav of Sham Hamakabel Maos Mechaveh Bein Shem Mecher Bein Bahalva Bein Bepiron. And I bet it's said over there, it used the example of Halva. It talks about a loan. It says, Ratzalomer, it's not talking about paying back the loan. That's talking about where the love finds extra money. Uperon Ratzalomar Uperon Chov Al Mecher. Right, and Peron's talking about he wants to pay back the credit of the sale. Inami Meir Beperon Halove Begavda the Lake Lamechish Leribis. Or an example where we wouldn't be concerned about ribis, as we learned over there. But what are you talking about with regards to the halva? The halva is not talking about where the love gives back to the malva extra money. It's where the malva is giving the love extra money. Here, let me lend you $100, right? And he puts in 120. So now the love wants to pay back 120. I think that's the case then. The love wants to pay back 120. So that he's allowed to do. Plus he's actually paying back what was actually given to him. Even though one can make the case, what are you talking about? No, it's $100. $100 is the loan and $20 is the tzedakah. Right, but I think you say no, then that's going to be okay because it's no longer Mechzik Ribis. That's the Shach's answer to this problem with the Prisha. So it sounds like at the end there's not much that's going to be Makel. That one can be Makel on, even though this Gemara sounds like, just read the Gemara, it's an Izu Nesha. It seems to be talking about interest. It sounds like, you can slip in a little bit extra to pay back as long as you don't say anything. So we have a couple of, it's certainly not that simple. Either it's only allowed because it's a mechira, and even if you want to say that halva is mutter, the halva case would only be permissible if it's la'achar, if it's at the end, if he doesn't realize it until he gets home. Now, I wasn't able to track down it, I couldn't find the footnote in it, but in the shir that I listened to Rabbi Reisman, I drive back and down from Teaneck, he commented that Rav Moshe asks Akasha on that. He says, I understand, when do you make a kinyan? If somebody gives you $120, if you're expecting $100, and there's $120 in it, so what's our claim here? What's the lumdus here? The lumdus is, well, you're kona in then, but you don't realize it till later. So once you're not realizing it's till later, it's only mucheris, and you're allowed to keep ribbis mucheris. So Moshe says, what are you talking about? You're not kona, you can't be kona something that until you realize what you're being kona. So the kinyan isn't really taking place when you're getting it. The kinyan really is only taking place when you actually look and see what's inside of it. That's when you acquire that extra money. If that's the case, then this whole idea that is suggested of, we're going to distinguish between when it's announced at the time versus not being announced at the time, it doesn't hold water. So therefore, you're left back with the Taz and the Shach's answer of, well, the thing that the Gemara in Ezeu Neshach seemed to, what was mattering was only with regards to a sale and not with regards to a halva.
That's not so clear, is it? Well, you have water bills, you don't know exactly how many you're in there, and I say, here, take that for the chazdei or for whatever.
Well, that's for chazdei, but if I'm saying
family,
you...
Right,
but
it's not a loan, it's to feed your family, whatever.
Yeah, so... Right, so I think... I couldn't find the tshuva, and I looked in the green book. The green book didn't quote... at least I couldn't find where he quoted this tshuva in the green book either.
You put it in your pocket.
I mean, what?
You're putting it in your pocket.
But you're only kona... I think what he was saying is you're only kona your... what you think is there. I mean, I think there's $100 there, you're not being kona the extra. If you give money for Chaz El Yao, if you're collecting money, yeah, whatever's in here, I'm accepting, and it's all mutter. In this case, it's not all mutter.
If I say here's 100, and it turns out to be 110, then...
Right.
Then you would not be kona the extra 10.
That's what Rav Reisman said. Rav Moshe's taina was. That was Rav Moshe's complaint, so therefore he's left with the
explanation that he actually gave him $120 in the first place. It's okay to return $120, you know.
Right, that's how the Shach would answer up that tour. But you don't even have to. The truth is, you don't. That tour itself, you just we disagree with it. You know, you don't know. In order to include that you would use the Shach's answer to that. All right. All right, so there's... Yeah. Right here, we'll stop.